give away power in your relationships. Hi there, it's Memory from Friends Abroad Relationship School. When you get into a relationship and you have trauma, you might have what they call learned helplessness. And this results in a victim mindset. And victim mindset shows up in the following ways. Number one, it shows up as you giving up your decision making. And you can do this subconsciously or without awareness by allowing someone, a partner, to get away with bad behavior, putting up with a violation of your boundaries from a partner, and tolerating behaviors that are not helpful for the relationship and that are not in your best interest. So this is again a childlike response, because this might be something you have experienced in your childhood, and therefore you have no ability, or you are not able, or you have not learned to act in your best interest, to step into your power and take control of your own life. And therefore, other people or the other person you are in a relationship with can just end up doing what they feel is best for themselves, which might not be best for you, which might not be helpful for you. So it's important that you take charge of your life, take responsibility for your life, and step into your power and make decisions that are helpful for you, decisions where in the relationship you do not allow a violation, or you don't violate your own boundaries. And you can also show up with learned helplessness by defending a partner's unhealthy behaviors when you come across other people who probably notice those behaviors. And this is because you want to see the positive, as you are expecting a change in this person. You are waiting for them to make some changes. You believe that they can change, when in fact, through a lack of boundaries, nothing is potentially going to change unless this person decides that they want to change. And another way that you show up with this learned helplessness and you give up your power in a relationship is when you stay in a relationship which is not healthy, and then you constantly complain about your partner's behavior while you do not do anything about it. And again, this is you waiting for your partner to make a decision about the relationship. And one decision that you might be waiting for on a subconscious level is for your partner to abandon you, a partner to decide to leave the relationship, because you have a fear of abandonment such that you cannot leave an unhealthy situation. At the same time, you behave in a way that confirms your abandonment, or that leads to abandonment in the relationship, where the other person can consequently decide to leave the relationship because it's not healthy. So again, it's helpful to recognize what's healthy and what's not healthy in a relationship, and choose or make choices in your life which are helpful for you, instead of waiting for someone else to make decisions in your life, rather than complain to people or to your partner about what they are doing wrong. You as an adult have a responsibility to recognize what's not good for you, what's not working in the relationship, and to make some changes or to seek help or support in order to get courage to change your life, to do things differently, to ensure you are acting in your best interest rather than stay stuck in a situation that's not healthy, in a situation that's not helpful for you, in a situation where you are not growing, your growth is stunted, and you are being re-traumatized in that situation. And in such situations, again, you are trying to set up another person, to set up a partner to be your parent, which is not their job. You are an adult, you are your own parent now. You don't have to wait for another person to make decisions for you, or for another person to change, or to wait and blame somebody else for what's happening in your life. You as an adult have the responsibility to make changes in your life, and you are not a child anymore. So look into what you can do to step into your power so that you can heal your life. You can leave an untenable situation. You can go on with your life and get into situations that are healthy. Because at times all you do is to sit and blame this person. But you can't blame another person for your problems in a relationship. You and only you have to do something about your life so that you change where you are, either emotionally or physically, so that you get better outcomes. So that's helpful to look into, to recognize that as an adult, you have a responsibility to step into your power and take charge of your life. I hope that was helpful, and I hope you continue to work on the quality of your life before relationships. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.